Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting 9th. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nettles. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Nettles moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Landreau hits a line drive into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Goodwin moves to second. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Goodwin moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Christensen now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Nettle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Washington reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. Wilson scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Darryl Jackson now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. McRae scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 4, Royals, 4. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Porter moves to third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then juggles the ball. That's an error on Way then. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landreau moves to third. One out. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Amos Otis pinch hits for Jim Nettles. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 5, Royals, 5. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing center field. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Dave Edwards pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing left field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. With two walks, Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-3 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Redfern now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for John Way then. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. German Baranka pinch runs for Steve Braun. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baranka. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Baranka steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. George Brett now playing first base. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rennie Martin now pitching. Gary Ward pinch runs for Jose Morales. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Landreau moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jesus Vega pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-5 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Landreau hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing right field. Mike Marshall now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Washington strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into Terrell, who relays the ball to White, who tags Edwards trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norwood moves to second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norwood moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Landreau is walked intentionally. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to home to get Norwood. There's the throw to third to get Smalley, for the double play. Landreau moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Bob Randall. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing second base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-5 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.